Good morning and welcome to Local Business Focus. I'm Sally Barker. Joining us on the show today is David Osborne from Profitable Personnel, proud station sponsor. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Sally.
Now, today you were going to educate us on the psychological traps business owners fall into when hiring.
Yes, I'm going to talk about a number of subconscious traps that all business owners fall into. And these are traps that run subconsciously. Often we're not aware that we're making these decisions. So the affinity bias is where a business owner is looking at a candidate and is assessing them based on their similarity. So it's, we like people who are like us. If we've been in the military, we will have rapport with someone who's been in the military. If someone has been in a national swim team, there's a tendency to have that affinity with someone. And then we will think, well, that potentially is the perfect person for my business. That is a hurdle. It is a trap. It is a mistake. Then there is the confirmation bias, and that is where subconsciously we make decisions on people within 4 minutes. And the research has been undertaken time and time again in regards to this. And so we look at people, we run a program, and then we say, well, I like that person. And then we start asking questions that are based on making sure our decision of liking that person is correct. And that's called the confirmation bias. Then there are the appearance inferences that occur, naturally occurring. So if we were going to look at, I was going to make talk about Donald Trump, but I won't. But if we're going to look at politicians, there is an inference in terms of how they look. And this has all been researched. So if you look at people who are tall, we think they're intelligent. If you look at people who are attractive, we also attach intelligence to the looks. But also we have an image associated with positions of leadership. So we're always running this subconscious script of appearance and associating it to a status. So in terms of height, we believe that someone who's taller is more intelligent. And in America, they've measured this, and the average CEO is 7.6 centimeters taller than the employee.
That's extraordinary.
Well, it's bizarre, because what this is basically saying is that our subconscious is running so many scripts that they're hurdles to us making good decisions. Mm. And how many times have you spoken with other business owners who have said, someone has let them down, or they're worried about someone's performance, or they've got a cash flow issue? Well, why would that be occurring when you've got 7 billion talented people out there, in theory? We must have made a decision that was incorrect somehow. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we made an incorrect decision, the start of that is that there are some subconscious scripting that is sabotaging our decision making.
Right, so how do we recognize if we have fallen into any of these traps?
Well, one of the things that you'd recognize is, one, your cash flow or the performance of your team is not as it should be. So something's gone awry somewhere. The other thing in terms of your team, you'll be thinking, okay, this person, I thought they were really going to perform for me, and it's not really working out. What's gone wrong? It was so different from the interview. And there's actually a whole industry now called impression management. So you'll look on LinkedIn, and candidates are being taught to give their best impression in the interview. So they will say the right things, they have carefully crafted answers, and they've got a very carefully crafted appearance. And of course, that now is one of the hurdles that you have to overcome to make sure you get the correct person. So to answer your question, if you're not getting the cash flow you want, if you're not getting the performance you want, if you've got toxicity in the workplace, if there isn't collaboration and harmony, then you've made a wrong decision.
So it's time to make some different decisions. And what should you do? Get someone else to do the hiring for you?
It's always important to get someone who's actually been trained in something to do something for you. So if you're going to fix your car, my advice is get a mechanic. If you're going to fix yourself, my advice is to get a doctor. So there are people who are trained in selection. And I refer often to Sir Alex Ferguson, who was the best British soccer coach. And not many people realise that when he started his football career with Manchester United, he had two key strategies, and one of them was to create a selection process that was devised by a university lecturer from Manchester University. So, yes, use people who are trained in that area, because that's what they've done. Good people know how to achieve good results. Why wouldn't you hire one?
So what are they called? Selectors, talent scouts? How do we find someone to help us in this area?
Okay, so a talent scout is someone who actually identifies potential talent. A selector is someone who puts them through a selection methodology. So anyone who's using the term selection specialist and has a track record of selecting. So my track record of selection is that if I hire you as a salesperson, you would obtain 1.2 million to 1.5 in the first 12 months of the individual's employment. Otherwise, I'd be really disappointed. Now, in terms of a marketer, I would hire someone who would achieve you an 8-to-1 return on investment. So a selection specialist will talk the numbers. They have a track record of achieving results. Just like there are specialists in the medical fraternity, there are specialist engineers, they've all achieved. That's what you're looking for.
And for that investment, it comes back?
Well, if you just think through that I'm going to find someone for you who will give you a cash flow, an additional cash flow of $1.2 million, that's a 10-to-1 return.
But it's not only that, it's retaining that staff as well.
Yes, so someone who comes into your organisation will have been looked at and measured against a profile. And that profile is, there would be a cultural component to that profile. So in terms of your business culture, there is the culture of what you live and breathe in terms of your values. And then there is the culture of yourself. And so whoever that individual is going to be reporting to needs to be totally aligned to the individual that they're going to be working most closely with, just like marriage.
Now that's a topic for another day, I think. Thank you so much for joining us today on Local Business Focus. David Osborne from Profitable Personnel, proud station sponsor.